Next up, I'm going to move the agenda around just a little bit. We will go with the Sportsmen's Against Hunger, and I see Jeff Olson, John Kant is in the crowd. Tom Krafka, I think, is part of that, so welcome, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. John Kanta, Section Chief with Game Fish and Parks, and I have here with me Dr. Jeff Olson. Jeff is a former commissioner, for those of you that don't know, and also president of Sportsmen Against Hunger. And I was just talking to Jeff here a minute ago. That seems awfully loud. I'll try to sit back a little bit. Jeff's been involved with Sportsmen Against Hunger for 31 years now. So it's great to have him up here, and he'll be talking here in just a minute. We do have a good partnership with Sportsmen Against Hunger. I sit on the board and just sit in on their meetings and the goings-on with Sportsmen Against Hunger. We had a board meeting yesterday. So good things going on there. We have a good partnership. We do provide some assistance in the way of a memorandum of understanding agreement where we provide some funding to help with staff for the Sportsmen Against Hunger to help sign contracts up, get processors, so on and so forth. And the other way that we help out with Sportsmen Against Hunger is to offer opportunity for donations. And so on our new Go Outdoors website, there's actually some additional opportunity that we didn't have before in the way of there's a button on the website that you can just go to and donate that's kind of new. Before, it was only available when you check out, and so we have both now where you can just go seek out that opportunity to donate to Sportsmen Against Hunger and other efforts, but then also when you're buying preference points or applying for licenses and checking out, you have that opportunity as well. So I promised I would be brief so Jeff could have more time, so I'm going to just turn it right over to him.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for having us today. We used to come to this meeting every year until COVID, because the commission is a huge supporter of this program, financially, general funds, and I won't go into all the details on that, but right, main reason I'm here today is because we hit our 1 million pound donated mark this last year, and that's a big mark for 31 years. We started out 31 years ago. Dr. Krafka came to our Sportsman's Club. I was president at the time. We adopted the program. We started out with one processor. We've been up to 55 processors throughout the state now, and really, because of Game Fish and Parks and the Commission and their support, also another good partner is Feeding South Dakota. So it really takes a village, and to get to 1 million pounds, and 1 pound of burger can feed a family of four, so 4 million meals fed to people in South Dakota. 1 in 9 families suffer with not getting enough food for their families, so it's a tremendous need here. That really isn't the mission of the department, however. You know, we had 1 year where we collected 100,000 pounds in just 1 year, and we had a lot of deer then. So really, the part of this program and Game Fish involvement is a reduction of too many deer in overpopulated areas. Where we're at now today, it's morphed many times over the years from that one processor to 100,000 pounds to back, because deer numbers, I feel, are a little more in control now. Actually, the majority of our game now comes from city deer management, city deer herds. Rapid City was 6,500 pounds this year, and they're the one who put us over the million. Sioux Falls, Custer, and salvage game, Wind Cave elk, 3,200 pounds just this year in geese burger to those in need. So we've really morphed to all sorts of things. We do a clean out your freezer food drive, and every year there's a new challenge. But it's been fun, and it's been 31 years, and I think it was about 20 years ago, the Game and Fish, roughly when I was on the commission too, which helped, Game and Fish stepped in and helped, and they've been tremendous to help. Chad Switzer has to deal with the feds on the goose stuff, and it's a lot of work. Tom Kirschman was best for the beginning, a tremendous partner, and we really want to thank you guys for that. But today, I really just want to get a picture and present an award to Ron Fowler, who's really... He's our executive director, and he does all the work. Frankly, he's been tremendous. So, Ron, can you come up? We'll do a quick picture. But, yeah, he's been with the program since he retired from Game Fish and Parks, and he's the one who meets with all the processors every year, tremendous amount of work, dealing with CWD issues, and he does all the work behind the scenes. So I want to honor him with his years of service real quick and take a quick picture. And if you guys have any questions, I want to be really short and sweet, but I appreciate your continued support. We got to get our next million now. Okay.
If you guys have any questions or comments, we'd sure take those. And I wanted to let you know that we do have some great recipes for goose burger as well. If you need those, just let us know.
People love it. You'd be surprised. They wait in line for it.
Well, no, good presentation.
Mr. Chairman.
Ron, I don't know if you said a couple words or what. I mean, you had a Kansas job at one time, didn't you? Or, I mean, I didn't look at your history enough.
Well, with Chad Switzer.
Where do you want us to stand?
Right there is good. Just
okay.
Stand there.
All right, Kevin. John and Kevin? Yeah, please.
There we go. We'll take this one and then you guys outside, too. We'll
okay.
Take a good one outside.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You guys have any questions? The annual report, this is fresh off the presses, by the way, so it's all updated information in front of you, so you can read a little bit more on it if you like.
Any questions from the commission?
Are you always able to get rid of the meat from the year?
Yeah, the biggest, that is just amazing to me. It's gone in a day. We could get rid of 1 million pounds in one season. We're not supplying the need near as much as we could. We could get tons of more meat and giving it away is the easy part.
Is it pretty much all wild game
For the most part, yeah. I mean, we've all kind of wild game you can imagine, but we do a clean out your freezer food drive. So we take any frozen food items. We take buffalo, we take beef, and people want to clean out their freezer. So we take a lot of stuff, but pheasants are huge now too, the preserves and so. Yeah, we can take any frozen food item because that's what they don't get at the food banks. They get non-perishable stuff. They get spaghetti and canned goods. They need that healthy red meat if we can get it to them. So the need is there. Yeah, we're not coming close to meeting it. We could do a lot more. I'd like to see that deer population explode again, except the landowners won't like that. That'd be good for my program, but not good for you, Travis.
I think we need to point out that feeding South Dakota is just, it started out with, I can't remember what the name of the program was in Rapid City. Yeah. We started in Rapid City, obviously, and started out very small. But Feeding South Dakota and the management there that have worked with us, and they're great.
Yeah, they're the distributors. Like I said, a lot of hurdles. One of the bigger hurdles is getting the making sure it's going to the people who really need it. There's other people who aren't necessarily in need. So Feeding South Dakota screens those people for us, and they're just. We can't try without them either. They've been tremendous.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Well, sounds good, you guys. Good presentation. Thank you for your efforts. And Mr. Fowler, congratulations on that honor, and thanks for your efforts behind the scenes like that. That's what keeps these things going. So thank you very much.